You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
My music hits me so hard, makes me touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know you can't touch this. Look in my eyes, man, you can't touch this. Yo, let me bust the funky lyrics. Touch this. Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fire going.
That's right. You can't touch this. We live here on When Men Talk right here on We Talk Radio. What's up, everybody? How y'all feeling? It's a good Saturday, chill Saturday. It's feeling good, looking good. If you're tired, it's okay. Wake up and let's have some fun. Let's have some fun today. All right, we got a couple things we're gonna be talking about today. Number one, listen, y'all. Went to California recently during the time of them announcing the new presidency. We were down there, myself and Miss Kid D. We were down in California. We had some great times. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Also, we're geared up and ready for December the 6th. Y'all mark that on your calendar. December the 6th, we are going to be celebrating the third annual Heels on the Move to Heal charity shoe fashion show. That's right, a shoe fashion show. It's going to be nice. We have women, men, and children all participating. Y'all will be able to see all these people modeling some really nice, cool-looking shoes. And let me tell you something. I got a pair of the men's shoes. The men's shoes are amazing. We have a sponsor by the name of Mando Shoes. Mando. M. Mando is we're going to be talking about that his shoes. You know, those shoes are amazing. I'm telling y'all those shoes are, man, it's just it's incredible. If y'all want to see those shoes, y'all can go on the website MANDEAUX. I believe we have Big Joe here. Listen, I ain't the only one that got a pair of these shoes. Big Joe got a pair of these shoes. Big Joe, tell me about the shoes, bro.
Man, it's nice shoes.
Yeah, nice shoes, man.
They are some really, really nice shoes. And comfortable.
I went on his website and I seen a whole lot of other different kind of shoes, and I'm telling y'all, man, if y'all want some nice shoes, man, hit up Mando Shoes, man. Like, he got you. Every style, every anything you can think of, man. It can go with dressy, casual, whatever, man. Them shoes is hot. Them shoes is nice. So yeah, we're gonna be talking about the shoe fashion show, with Heels on the Move, the Hill. Matter of fact, hold up. The most important thing, your boy gonna be emceeing the event. So hey, man, y'all gotta come out. It's gonna be my first big event like this that I'll be emceeing, man. So y'all gotta come out and support it, man. Show some love. And y'all gonna get to see a great show on that night. Big Joe, how you feeling today, man?
Oh man, I'm doing all right. Brought along a guest with me.
All right, well, go ahead and do the guest thing. Who we have on the show with us today?
I got a good friend of mine with me. You know, this is the cave. So I figured I'd bring a buddy of mine with me. Ski Man, you there?
Hey, Sean Ski. Hey.
What's going on, Sean, man? Ski Man, what's going on?
G-Smiley, Sean Ski.
Man, another day in paradise, man. That's what's up.
Listen, before we get started, Big Joe, you just said something, man, and I wanna reiterate on that. You said the cave. Now, everybody, if y'all just tuning in, this is the radio show. Is called right now. It's called When the Men Talk. We're thinking about changing it to the cave. The cave makes more sense, right? I'm digging the name. You know, we chilling in the cave. We having some fun. We got real conversations with real men. So that's probably gonna be our new. Name of the show, The Cave. So that's still a work in progress. But yeah, go right ahead, man. What's up, y'all? Hey, I know y'all been looking at sports, right? All these NBA, crazy NBA drafts and trades and all that. Y'all been watching that? Y'all been keeping up with that?
I've been keeping up with it just a little bit, not much. I'm hearing that James Harden is gone. Has anybody found about that?
Yes, he is gone, my friend. He is gone. He is going to the Brooklyn Nets, team up with KD. And I just said KD because Kyrie is being said that he's going to Miami Heat to go play with Jimmy Butler and the rest of them boys.
That's right.
Doesn't this bring up the conversation that we had when the playoffs was going on about these super stacked teams?
Now they make super teams everywhere, man. It's crazy.
Man,
you almost have to compete. That's what I was saying the last during the playoffs. If you have a team of old with only one superstar and the rest role players, and you have another team with eight superstars, that's five on the floor and three on the bench that can start anywhere. Even if you beat them by 5 points in one game, wouldn't the superstars get mad and blow you out?
I can't argue with that, bro. It's crazy, man.
It's different. I would honestly say it would be different if it was like a football situation where it's one game and done. But you can't make me believe that you're going to beat superstars and you got a team of role players seven times or four times.
Hmm.
Are you talking about in the course of a season or the playoffs?
In the playoffs. In the playoffs. In the playoffs. You can get them in one game. Anybody can have one game. I mean, think about it. If not taking nothing away from Miami, because Miami had a lot of believers who thought they could possibly do it. But I didn't see it. I didn't see it because you have too many stars. We had the Lakers had people on the team I didn't even know the Lakers had.
But you know what? Even with that, man. Even with that, the Lakers, man. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's a good move, but I mean, some say it could be. But you know, they got rid of Danny Green. Dwight Howard. He's gone.
That was one of the people I didn't even know was a part of the team. How'd you get a ring? I didn't even see you play that year.
See, that's one. He's one of those expendable players.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen Dwight Howard do nothing to the big man extent of being a big man powerhouse.
Man, let me tell you what Dwight Howard did. What he contributed at the very last game. When it was like when they had a couple seconds left, and he got the first three of the season, he made his first three of the season at the end of the game.
And you get a ring, man. He was actually on the pitch. I mean, I'm sorry, because he was actually on the floor.
He can say, I shot a three and made a three. Oh, yeah, man. I made a three in the playoff game. I'm one for one.
So basically, you are saying Dwight Howard is the equivalent to when they're rolling the credits and you see or the best bowling or the catering service, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there you go.
I mean,
there
I can't take
right
nothing
there
from him. I ain't in the league, so I mean, he up one on me on that. But
he up one.
But I can shoot a three.
Right. You get me out there and I shoot 10 shots. I'm good for at least two or three. No,
hey,
I take a bet. Give me five. I'll take half.
Minimum for shooting three shots a game.
we can take two or three. We can take two or three.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll stick to two and three then. I'll stick to two or three.
We ain't talking about Danny Green. You know, we talking about NBA. We ain't talking about street.
That's what I'm saying. You get me out there, I'll be like Danny Green when he missed that wide open shot that could end the game in game five. You know what I mean?
You know.
Another thing, real quick. My bad. Did y'all see other news in still in NBA? Klay Thompson. Now you know he got injured towards I think it was ACL or something last season. This guy was back in practice and tore it again, bro. He done for the season before the season even get started.
That's that light skin syndrome right there. That's all that. He's still letting y'all know he's tender.
Hold on, brother. I'm a light skinned now. Hold on.
No, you fair skinned. There's a difference. He's light skinned.
Right on.
He's mayonnaise mixed.
All right. I can be fair skinned. Okay. All right.
That's
a crazy situation.
Is it a situation
where he practiced that he rushed it back?
I think he was already kind of, well, you know, it was a long time already since he was out, and so he, you know, of course he was doing his rehab and training and all that, and I think he just got out there on the court and practice, you know, getting ready for season, because, you know, the season is coming back December 22nd, which is too soon, way too soon. They just got out of, what, 3 month playoffs, and now they're going right back into the season December the 22nd. But anyway, they was out there practicing, man. Right. Right.
It felt like they had a whole year off.
Yep.
I don't know. With again, professional sports, your body is conditioned for it. The average person might not be able to handle it, but, I mean, that's what you practice every day for. We're talking about basketball players who 9 times out of 10, most of them have a basketball gym in their home.
I mean, it only makes sense because that is their job.
That's their job. So,
Do we get the foul working compensation because he got injured on the job? Is that how that works?
Well, no. You don't need no workers' comp because, you know, as long as you signed the contract, you getting paid.
You getting
injury
paid,
or not.
You getting paid. Yeah, you're going to get paid.
Think about the, in my opinion, one of the people who had the best, worst career ever.
Who was that?
Grant Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Grant Hill never played 3 whole seasons. But was one of the most highest paid NBA players that never stepped on the court.
Huh.
Right. Yeah.
But he got a college championship, but that counts for something, though. Hey. I mean, at the end of the day, hey, I'm not mad. He up one on me, too. He made it to the league. Hey, you can make 7 points in the league. Hey, you can get you a $500,000 check. Hey, he up one.
Well,
Tamina's husband is up one. I'm not mad.
Yeah, he definitely had a whole career. I mean, 20 plus years and only played maybe 3 full seasons.
But he coaching
now. Wow.
I believe so. I want to say he's coaching or assistant coaching of him.
Man, listen, it's somebody that I want to mention before we move on with sports that went to the Phoenix Suns, man, that I think that should just go ahead and tap in his retirement. Chris Paul. What y'all think about that trade, bro? Like, really?
We are farmers. Dun, 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 dun.
He makes more of those commercials, huh?
Oh, man. That was a good one. That was a good one.
It is. I don't know. I don't even know how to respond to that one. Who else
right.
do Phoenix Suns have?
Nobody, bro. Like, nobody. I'm sorry, but nobody.
This is the sad part about it. I almost forgot Phoenix was a team.
See what I'm saying? Sean Marion, Amari Stoudemire. You remember that thing? That thing was hot back in the day.
The Matrix? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was hot.
You can't forget it.
I forgot about that shot.
There's
only one person I know that had an uglier shot than Sean Marion.
Yes.
Bill
but
Carter.
Somehow it went in every time. Yeah, somehow it went in every time. That was crazy.
Man, he had one of those pre-K pre-K elementary preschool. We was going to play basketball first to seventh. Don't pass it to him because it's shot ugly. Type shot, dude.
I know a lot of people. Well, not, maybe not in high school because everybody, by the time you made it to high school, everybody knew that that ugly shot went in. But,
he done procured that shot from many a day of shooting basketball in the backyard with his friend, and they was not passing him the ball.
He said he's gonna perfect it.
I'm gonna perfect this shot. It worked for me.
This ugly shot finna get me paid. Type deal.
It did.
Yeah, got paid. Yep.
Oh man, hey, listen, we wanna continue to pray for Bobby Brown, man. You see, he lost his son, bro. He was only 28.
I saw that.
Yeah, man. That's sad, bro. Especially during this time, man. Like, holidays coming up, and you already lost your daughter, and now you lost your son, too. It's crazy.
Do you think it was foul play?
I don't know. I was reading a little bit, but, I mean, I don't know. It's hard to say, man. I don't know. I don't think he just died like that. I don't think he had no underlying health conditions or nothing like that, but I don't know.
That's a hard one to think about because we already had Bobby Christina pass. Let alone you got your namesake, your oldest child, and all these mysteries and questions and what ifs and whatnot. Man, y'all keep Bobby prayed up, man.
Yeah.
You don't know. Because you don't know if he done ever just fully, not get over, but got to the point where he can deal with his daughter being gone.
Right, dealing with it.
To that point,
yeah.
And
yeah, I pray for
Bobby,
man.
For real.
I just hope you don't, go back to the rock. Just being honest, man. I mean, think about it, bro. You lost both your kids, bro. I mean, then, well, we're gonna pray for him. I'm gonna leave that alone. We'll pray for him.
You know, Bobby got tendencies. We gonna just pray for Bobby.
Right. I mean, it's funny, but we know Bobby.
It is amazing. I can't find a story right now, but I'm not sure exactly how he passed. I just saw that he
did pass, but I don't know.
No, they haven't came back with none of the toxicology or nothing from the medical examiner. So the way it's sounding, and you never know these days because everybody is on their D4L. D-dub. We don't know what recreational services he had.
Yeah.
We don't know if he partake in the haberdasheries. We don't know if he was kin to Tyrone Biggums. We just hate to have pictures go out for that.
Joe Rogan,
the song you don't know about me. Damn, Joe Rogan.
Right.
You got some hot sauce for me?
So please definitely keep Bobby in our prayers and the whole Brown family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to lose you guys for me.
I was trying to get this phone download, man, but let's talk about all these killings and shootings and stuff here in Dallas, bro. Y'all seen that? The government is talking about bringing in the Texas troopers to help Dallas control these crimes that's going on since the Mo 3 shooting. I mean, that's crazy. It's getting crazy out here in these streets, bro. Did y'all actually see the video or the pictures?
I didn't.
Man, it shows the shooter, man, like on the highway running behind him, you know, with a gun, man. Like on the highway, bro. On the highway, it shows him. They showed the car. It was a black Camaro. They showed the car. They showed the shooter get out with a mask on, and of course he got on. You know, he trying to run. But his pants so, you know, so saggy and baggy, I don't even understand how he got away. But they finally got surveillance images released. So I mean, you know, I hope they find this whoever this guy is that, you know, that they killed him, man. It's crazy out here. But they said, did y'all hear they said he was allegedly set up by a female?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't hear that? Yeah, that's wow. Okay. I'm trying to let it load up, man. I'm trying to get this story. Yeah, these details suggest most of it may have been set up by a female. Let's see. He was shot in broad open daylight on the freeway in South Dallas area. It seems like most random tragedy, and it left everyone wondering what in the world was going on. Many thought it was cold-blooded murder due to hometown beef, but until now there were no details or facts to back up that theory. According to TMZ, his killing may have been set up. And then it says he left the female's companion's home that Wednesday morning and noticed he was being watched. It's unclear who the person was. And my phone is tripping. If I'm unsure who the person was, but they followed him to the gas station to try to get away. He tried to get away from, you know, whoever was following him, and he jumped on the highway, and the guy, whoever it was that was shooting, started shooting up the car. So, well, in the attempt to get away, he wrecked the car, you know, on the highway. He gets out, running for his life, man. And the person that was chasing him, dug it back, hopped out the car, and then shot him in the back of the head.
First and foremost, I wouldn't have got out the car.
Right.
Especially if I know and feel somebody shooting at me. First and foremost, hey, this ain't Grand Theft Auto. I ain't got no another life. I can't hit the X button and restart at the mission. Man, I wouldn't have got out the car. Secondly, why would you let the sideways taco get you caught up? You can't beat that hard up for no sideways taco.
Man, what?
Third, why are you even still in your city, your town, and you have a massive following like you do? You are no longer regular. You are seen as a trophy to some of these.
Yep.
These.
Wannabes.
Let me say, unsavory characters.
Yeah.
They call themselves gangsters, thugs, and whatnot. Once you make a certain amount of money, you ain't who you was. You who they see you as. You're not who you used to be. So that means once your money changed, your scenery got to change.
Yep.
Yeah, you love the hood. Oh, yeah, this is my hood. I love the hood. But the hood don't love back. The hood love hard. And the hood don't love nobody.
Jealous. And now they jealous of your success. They want to be like you. They want to be you. They see you making it. They want what you got.
They don't want it like you. They want what you got.
They want what you got. Yeah, they want what you got. Yeah.
But you got to get out of that demeanor. Man, my hood love me. Yeah, the hood love to see you down. They frown when you up, smile.
So who's it?
It looks like we lost him. Sorry about that. You guys can keep going though, but we lost Mr. our two hot topic panelists, and they'll be calling back in here shortly.
Okay, so we lost the two. Okay, well, real quick, we had a comment from a listener, Sean. When someone is shooting at you and you're chasing you or you're running for your life, you can make a lot of decisions that don't make sense because your life is in danger. That's why he got out the car.
Exactly. I mean, that makes sense.
At that point, you're just trying to find any way of escape. I mean, I get it. If you're getting shot at, you ain't going to sit there, you know what I mean? So I understand. You wreck your car, you're going to get out and try to run, you know. So, I mean, I get that comment. That's good, Sean. I know exactly what you mean. I mean, that's we could take it even further. Let's not talk about somebody getting shot, but think about it. If you're getting out the car, now, I'm a delivery driver. So if I'm getting out of my truck and I'm walking up to a house and I'm getting ready to deliver a package, and I see a dog. What I'm gonna do? I ain't gonna sit there. I'm gonna take a run. I'm running. I'm sorry. I gotta get out of there, man. I jump on the truck. I jump on the car. I jump on in a tree, whatever, just to escape from trying to get bit from a dog. So I feel you on that one. That makes a lot of sense. He did only what he thought he should do.
Yeah, I know this is a men's show, but if you don't mind, you know, if I can make a comment.
Go ahead.
I'm Key, everybody. I'm one of the producers here for When the Men Talk Radio. And, you know, I definitely feel as I agree with Sean, you know, when the thought is running, first of all, the thoughts are running through your mind really fast. You know, once he wrecked his vehicle on the side of the freeway, unfortunately, there was probably nowhere else for him to jump, go, run. Otherwise, he probably would have ran, you know, jumped across the median or, you know, but he was actually on the far right-hand side, and so he wrecked on the far right-hand side. I don't know if he could have jumped over that median on that side and ran somewhere. It may have been a drop-off, a bridge that he was on. Don't know. But because I'm sure everybody's trying to speculate, well, why did he do this and why didn't he do that? I would have done this. Like Sean said, when the pressure is high and you're in the middle of trying to make a split decision, and he was running, most likely he probably did know that the young man got out of his car. He probably did realize he was being chased, and he probably did realize the young man was catching up to him. He probably knew his life was about to be over right before he passed away. And he probably did everything in his power, I could only imagine, to get away from this person. But two things are important that we should talk about here. After this, of course, I want the guy to come back if you can bring up Boosie, because that's a big deal, too. You know, that's a big part of that particular shooting.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, really what's important to know here in this piece is it doesn't matter why he was at this female house. Doesn't matter what he was doing. It's not important enough to lose your life over what he called it, what, sideways taco. It's not important to lose your life over anything. If nothing is that, you know, that important. And this young man didn't realize that day that his life was possibly in danger. But to those who actually are carrying these guns, because I'm, you know, their parents are listening. They might be listening. It's not important to kill somebody behind something stupid. Because see, now what that young man who was running down the freeway didn't realize at that moment, yeah, you had a mission, which was to kill Mo 3. But there are people watching you. There are cameras everywhere. Your life is over. Your life will never. You will always be in hiding. Because you know for absolute fact somebody is going to tell on you. This is big. Your life is never going to be the same. It don't even matter if you feel like in that moment you claim the victory. Oh, I did it. Your life is over. So for those that are actually listening, tuned in, that may be thinking about making a decision like that, don't do it. Your life will never be the same. Think about that young man. Right? That young man right now is running. Running. I'm gonna pull out Big Joe. Oh, that was a bad comment. I'm sorry. That was a bad.
Yeah, don't
comment.
No. Yeah, we on the men show. You cannot go there right there because we would pay
I'm
gonna
close
my, with it.
I'm gonna close my conversation and I'm gonna bring you men back in.
You ending the conversation. Hey, pulling out. What you putting in?
This is the cave. That was gasoline to the fire right there.
Ski, you still with me?
Fire! Fire!
Oh man! Wow. But yes, y'all want to talk about the, continuing with that story? Yeah, Lil Bootsy, Bootsy, he come down for the memorial, and
they
within
shoot
that,
him.
You know, he gets shot
they
in the leg. So, you know,
they shoot him. Okay. Lil Bootsy.
Boosie was at the wrong time. I feel like they was not targeting Boosie. Because if they were, they don't know Boosie Boo. They know Lil Boosie. They don't know Boosie Boo. Boo was the hardest little gangster in the clique. They don't know that. They're not ready for that Boosie. They just know Lil Boosie.
Right.
They didn't call them Boo-rilla. That's the reason why they call them the badass. I'm not trying to bring no, but I'm just knowing from what I know. They're not ready for that Boosie. But he was at the wrong place, wrong time. Yeah, hey, my favorite movie line, niggas get shot every day, B.
That's crazy. That's crazy. Well, with that being said, we're gonna keep praying for Boosie. Little Boosie bad. He went down here for no. Yeah, he wasn't down here for no problems, man. He just, was trying to show support for his friend, be there for his family. It was hard for him because he worked with Mo 3, and it was a dear close friend to him. So we're gonna keep praying for him. They did say he went to a local hospital where he was treated for his injury for a shot, and it seemed to be doing good. So yeah, we're gonna keep Bootsy and everybody that's been a victim of this violence out here in Dallas, and not only in Dallas but everywhere. It's crazy out here, and it's hard to see. It's hard to watch and hear about. It seemed like this week has been a lot of violence here in Dallas. So we want to pray for Dallas. We want to pray for everybody that's been out here and been shot or shunned or somebody in the family getting killed. So we just keep us up in your prayers, everybody, because Dallas is going a little crazy. Going a little crazy.
Yeah, it's because the Cowboys ain't winning.
Man, listen. I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I'm going to tell you the truth. I was a Cowboy fan, I ain't going to lie, ever since I moved here. But now, I don't have a favorite team. So, you know, I almost disclaim the Cowboys.
I'm just gonna tell you what it sounds like to me. That sounds like an official bandwagon jumper.
That's what I was about to say.
I'm not going to another team though. But I mean, I don't have a team.
So basically, you in the vestibule of teams. You about to think to go in on you in the vestibule of teams. Ooh,
to be honest with you, man, I don't even watch football, bro.
I'm just saying, you sounded like a true spokesman for a bandwagon jump.
If you don't like your team and they ain't winning the way you want them to, come on with me. Jump over here on this bandwagon. We got many teams you can pick from. Insert your team here. And
that's funny. That's a good one.
Hey, Ski, as if that's not bad enough, you can change teams if you don't like them in the middle of the season.
If you don't like your team in the middle of the game, it's okay. You can turn your jersey inside out.
Oh, man. Hey, all right, real quick, man. We got about next week. Yeah, we got about 13 minutes.
Your team is going to be Seattle.
All right, so check this out. We got about 13 more minutes. I got a text, and the text read, let's talk about Biden and Trump. Let's talk about these Trump supporters trying to go in the hood, trying to start some stuff and getting beat up. What y'all think about that?
They thought.
Go ahead, breathe in. Yeah, they thought.
That's how they talked. The boys over there on Millen Berry said, oh, not over here. You better get up out of here. Not over here. You better get up out of here.
Again, this is all crazy. The sad part about this is not the days of old. Now anybody and everybody can go and get a handgun permit or license to carry. It ain't no more intimidating no more. You can get shot at.
That's right. So with that being said, you better get your pistol and some life insurance. Make sure your people straight. When you hit the gate, make sure your people straight.
Hey, that's better than hitting the lottery. You guaranteed to hit.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That is what's up. But, yeah, like you said, man, you might as well just get a y'all might as well just get ready to get your weapon, get your bullets, get everything you need, because you come in the hood, you're finna get got.
But again, this is all sad. It's all sad that some people think that we're on the verge of civil war again.
If you don't see it, you're blind. But we've been in it. Well, we're just not catching up.
I mean, it's crazy. It is really, really crazy. The world is split, and we're split over two evils. Realistically, we are split over two evils. Both of them are. this was the hard part about voting this year. Biden was really saying no more than, hey, we got to get Trump out of office. And Trump is telling you what's on his mind. He's telling you what he's thinking. It's a dirty one. It's a dirty one.
But at the end of the day, either way it goes, you got to live with your choices. This man told you, Trump, this man told you everything, and he didn't hide nothing from you.
That, you know what, that is the most, that is what bothers me about a lot of arguments against Trump. And realistically, he has done more, I won't say for black people, I'm not going to say that at all, but he has done more in cleaning up America in the high point than we even realize. Look at how many people are quitting. Look at how many people jumping off the bandwagon. Look at how many people are running and because he putting things out.
Hey, y'all just tuned in to what y'all are saying, man. And y'all know, man, it's really just it's a crazy world we living in right now in general, man. You know what I mean? It's just Trump didn't make it any better. But, you know, I guess anything's better than Trump being in there. But I don't feel like, I don't know, man. I don't know. We just have to wait and see what Biden's doing, too, man, because there's a lot of things that I don't agree with that he has going on either, man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Right. Right.
First and foremost, right. He told you, too. He said, hey, if this is what you want, I'm going to let you know you're going to have to pay the fine.
That's it,
yeah,
right there.
You're going to make the pay the fine.
You're going to have to pay the fine. You want to
listen,
win?
We have
you win, you're going to have to pay the fine.
Listen, come on
with it. Come on.
No. I was just about to say, another guest on the line. What's your name? Where you from?
Yeah, man. My name is Ricky Mitchell. I'm from Jonesboro, Arkansas, man.
Hey, let me tell y'all something. Real quick. I went to elementary or junior high? I think it was junior high.
It was elementary and junior high.
Yeah, elementary and junior high. This guy right here, let me tell y'all something. Pretty Ricky is what they call him.
Oh, man, don't do that.
That's what they call him. Pretty Ricky is what they call him. What's up, bro? Hey, I'm glad you're on the show, dog. I'm glad you're on the show.
Oh,
I'm glad
yeah,
you
man,
called
you know
in and listened to me,
man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. But go ahead, Big Joe. Go ahead. I just had to say that. Go ahead.
No, I was just basically saying one of the problems I have with Biden, scary. I'm going to have to go on and say it. I heard an interview and three times he called Trump George. I don't know if he's having Alzheimer's issues or what's going on with him. I didn't know if he thought he was running against George Bush or George Washington.
Nah, I think he was capping on him on the coup. You remember that old cartoon? Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
Oh, man. Where did he go, George?
So he's capping on it like, you calling this dude George. Hey, George, what are you doing, George? George, what's going on, George? Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go?
I'm telling you this right now. If that is the case, this is going to be my favorite president right now.
Hey, but y'all know what's really sad about the situation to me, man, is everybody worried about like red and blue, but we need really America needs to worry about getting America back, man. Right now, if we get caught with our pants down, man, another country can come over here and do whatever they want to us because we have no stability right now. And that's speaking economically. That's just speaking to people coming together. Everybody's so against each other right now, man. Somebody can come over here and really do some things to us. And, I mean, if they do, I can't say that they are wrong for it, because we got to look at how America also has been doing to these countries. We really don't have no business going over here trying to run somebody else's country when we need to be worried about ours. You know what I mean?
Yeah, America has been the world for years. I want to say since the foundation of America, they have been the world's bully.
But you don't want to mess with no bully. Especially with the U.S. of A.
That's right.
You don't.
I'm talking about the good plaid shirt Wrangler wearing.
No. Here's the thing about America, and you can say what you want.
We're gunning for you.
It's two times when we stop our fight, and that is in times of war, and in times of a natural or a major destruction or catastrophe.
Yeah, you definitely talking about that.
We will stop fighting each other long enough to fight you.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We will stop fighting each other long enough to fight you. If it
takes that war
years,
is
if it
over.
Takes centuries, we'll go back to our own fight. We'll go back to fighting each other. But there's two times when America comes together, and that's when time of war and when something really, really bad happens.
In tragedy.
Yep.
That's when we really show our spirit, regardless of color, regardless of creed, regardless of
yep.
Regardless. Those are the
right.
two times when color doesn't matter.
Right, right.
It's
right.
Sad,
hey, I want to ask,
but it's the truth.
They call it being a patriot.
Right, right. I want to ask this question. First, I want to ask this question to Ricky. I know you're down up there in Arkansas, man. Tell us what it was like. What did you see? How did you see people's reaction when they found out Biden won up there in Arkansas? Because I know it yet. So, you know, we're dealing with some kind of people.
Paul.
It's the same thing, man. It's good and it's sad, man, because, you know, I'm not in Jonesboro. I'm in Blyville, man. But
in Blyville, yeah, even worse.
And there it is. You see what I'm saying? But with it being more dominant, I'm going to say this, black people, you know what I mean? It was a good thing, and a lot of people are for it. But you got to realize, man, you can hit, man, every corner around here, and it's crazy just how many people are flying Trump flags. And, man, you got – and I'm going to say it, man. You got white boys that's running around in these big old trucks, man. They got – I'm talking about they got flags flying down off the back of their trucks and stuff, man. It's really scary, man. You don't know what's going to happen because, like everybody's saying, it's just we're tied into so much negativity around here, man. Anything is bound to happen, man. So I'm just going to say, like, man, I guess it was a good thing where I'm at, because you've seen poverty rise and come together. You see what I'm saying? It's not too much of the you could say middle class that rose up with this, but it was more of the people that really mediated change, that it was kind of more united. They came back together, you know what I mean, for a good cause, man.
Right.
So I guess right here where I'm, it was a good thing. You see what I'm saying?
That's good. That's what's up. And the reason why I asked that question, man, is because when about a week or two ago, I was in L.A. and when the election, when he won the election, man, you seen a lot of people from that probably didn't even know each other who stayed at the Omni Hotel downtown, and so around it was like two or three different high rises, and everybody was out on their patio celebrating, cheering, you know, yelling, having a good time. We even had seen a guy that played the saxophone. He played the Star Spangled Banner on the saxophone, and then afterwards everybody was just cheering. So we was like, okay, well, you know, it seemed like everybody, you know, they with it. So then we ride into Beverly Hills, bro, where you would think
nothing, you know, they ain't going to do nothing. They ain't going to mess with Beverly Hills because it's Beverly Hills, you know what I mean? Man, we got out there, the first two lights, there was cops everywhere. And then it was protests, Trump supporters. And one of the supporters got real passionate talking about, you know, why we should have voted for Trump. And he got the yelling and screaming. And I got most of it on video, some of it on video, but I was in the passenger seat with the window down. And this guy kept walking up towards the car, and I was like, you know what? If you come over here, we're going to be riding off with this dude in the window, you know, whooping the tail, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it was amazing to see, you know, that kind of reaction out of these Trump supporters in Beverly Hills, where you would least expect, you know, a riot or any kind of protest or stuff like that. So, yeah, man. Yeah, it's definitely, you know. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, man, you know, what's so scary is with these, it's the scary part about it to me, man, is not even about politics no more. It's really you seeing a lot of people that you wouldn't even expect to be racist come out. And I seen something on Instagram, man, it's this one guy, y'all might have seen it. It was a white guy on there, and he was talking about it's about two parties, and he was like, the Mexicans don't even matter. It's about the whites and the blacks. And he was like, if Biden get in office, you can guarantee there's going to be a war. And he was a redneck, and he was just saying they're ready. And I thought about that, man. It's just showing people true colors really came out when it was about Trump and about – and you got to look at it from the jump, man. I mean, Trump came into office, everybody chanting build the wall. They've always showed that they've been against anything that's not of them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's just real scary, man. It's a lot of other stuff is just starting to come to the light, which we need it. You know, they say what's in the dark will come to the light eventually, but this should be an eye opener for a lot of people, man.
Right.
I should have been open from the jump.
Right. Yep. Well, listen, I just want to say I thank everybody for tuning in. This is When the Men Talk, aka The Cave. We're gonna be changing that here in a little bit, but I want to give a shout out and shout out to our We Talk Radio team for tuning in and making this show possible. Some of our interns are here listening in, so hello to y'all. Thank y'all for being on the show today. The show is actually amazing. We couldn't do it without you guys. Thank y'all for listening in, tuning in. We are here on When Men Talk. It's T Smiley, it's your boy Big Joe in the building.
Yes.
We have some guests.
Yes, sir.
We have some guests too. And, you know, we want to thank them for being here.
I will.
Anything else? Go ahead, Rick.
Man, I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all for letting me tune in and speak my mind, man. I really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed the talk y'all guys got going on, man. Yeah, I will be tuning in a lot more, man.
Cool. That's good, man. Appreciate you. Miss Kia D, she wants to make a comment. Come on in, Miss Kia D.
Oh wow, excellent show, gentlemen. I do have to make a comment. You all were talking about something that was really important, and I'd be remiss if I didn't bring this up. I don't know if any of you have ever served in the military, but at this point, you know, there's a rumor going around that Donald Trump is thinking about bringing troops home, which is great, but he's going to leave 2,500 of them only, which basically we may end up losing 20, you know, potentially, God forbid, you know, losing 2,500 people. Because if they leave 2,500, we're out there at that point. Those 2,500 people, I mean, they can come over and take over. Yeah, I mean, it's pointless. But he knows that the military didn't vote for him, so he's like, whatever, leave him, who cares, right? Allegedly.
Yeah.
The other part of that I want to bring up before you all leave today that I would be remiss if I didn't bring up is Donald Trump is also trying to cut a lot of federal programs. And we're not trying – this is not an attempt to shade Donald Trump. This is just an attempt to give everybody information because I want people to know what's happening because there's some federal programs that may end up getting cut. So if you're on unemployment or if you've got the extended unemployment, if you, you know, if there's some federal monies that you're getting right now to try and stay alive and keep your family fed and just keep a roof over your head, there may be the potential to lose those funds. I don't know if any of your parents, aunties, uncles, aunts, they may be getting this money and you don't even know. So I do, before, I don't want to extend your show out too long, y'all, you know, cause I this is you guys' show, but, you know, if y'all don't mind talking about that, you know, because that piece is really important. We've got men and women over there in the military that may have to stay. You know, do you have brothers and sisters over there? What would you do if you knew for a fact that there may be somebody over there that you love that might have to stay? You know, what would you change about how you handle things when you went down to vote? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Big Joe, y'all go ahead. I'm giving it to y'all.
Why you gotta scream my name? Why you gotta scream my name?
I mean, I'm sorry.
You
know, but like this. All right, okay. I shouldn't have said
come
the name.
On,
look, the floor is open. The floor is open.
Man, you know, I want to say, man, I feel like really all we can do is, man, just pray and keep faith and hope that when Joe gets in office that he'll do something good for the people. Because, I mean, the way that the president that there now is set up is he's all about a win. That's what it is. If he can't win, he don't get his way. Then, like she said, then he's basically just going to throw us to the wolves. You know what I mean? So all we can really do, man, is just keep our faith and just hope for the best, man, and see how this comes out. Because, I mean, we've already got them in there, and we just got to wait for the turnout, man, and see how it all boils down, man.
The way our government is set up, he can want to do a lot of things. But there are certain things that has to pass in order for
him. That's right. There you go.
He can want to do a lot of things, but it still has to pass in order for it to happen. It ain't like he can say, hey, I'm gonna just leave 2,500 over there and that's what y'all going to do. Nah. There is still a government set in place to make sure
right.
that the man in charge does what's best for the people. If not, he will be impeached and sent home or in jail or wherever. There is actual governments in place to make sure that we don't get sent over to the wolves because we're having a problem with the president.
Right. I understand that. You're actually right about that.
I believe that we need to put more focus in God and less in man.
There it is, right there. You hit it on the nail.
The thing of it is, regardless to who's in office, God's will is still going to be done.
There it is.
Whether it's Trump or whether it's Biden, we need to stop trusting in what man is going to do
mm-hmm.
and start trusting in what God has already done.
We went through
so much as a country, but yet we still here. We went through so much as a people, as just you and I, but yet God still got us here.
Yep.
So we are, I mean, it's a purpose. It is a plan. God's will be done regardless to who's in office. I think we thought
right.
that if Trump would be in office, then that'll push this. That'll push the New World Order. And that'll push, oh, I'm sorry, if Biden gets in, that'll push the New World Order. Or it's so many crazy things, but who are you going to trust in? Believe it or not,
that's fun.
I don't know Trump, and I don't know Biden. So I can't trust Trump, and I can't trust Biden, because I personally don't know him. How can I trust somebody that I personally don't know? I know God.
And it's amazing that this conversation shift that way, man, because that's the God honest truth there, man. God has full control of everything that's going on. We just, like you said, we have
yes,
to trust in his will, man.
Yes, he does. He has the final say so. No matter who's saying what, no matter who in control, God is in control.
Yeah. There it is.
Wow. Wow, that's deep, man. Listen, we here in the cave. We hanging out. I'm sorry when men talk. Either way it go, we here. I'm at a loss of words, man. We done talked about this whole Trump situation. And but Joe, you got anything else? Anybody
Big
got
Joe.
Anything else?
I don't.
I'm sorry. Anybody?
steady, screaming my name.
I'm
just taking it all in.
I'm leaving. Ricky,
Big Joe
Pelly,
man. He might be leaning towards you for that old wisdom, man. He might know something about you that we don't know.
Big Joe got the word. He stayed with the wisdom, man. I'm going to tell you.
There it is.
Big Joe stayed with the word. So, you know, since we was already there, ain't no reason to stop. That's why I was calling his name.
I'm just, I was just saying.
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything else, man. Y'all be sure to tune in tonight at 6 o'clock. Mind, Body, and Soul with Big Joe right here on We Talk Radio. We're going to have some more of this deep conversation. I'm actually, want you guys to join me if you don't mind, and we can actually discuss some things. There's some things that I've been looking at and I've been wanting to bring to the forefront. And why not with you guys? If you guys are not busy at 6 o'clock, we could actually talk about something that I really want to discuss, which is with all of the police brutality, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you were to shoot at a police officer, you would get a capital punishment charge, right? It would be like a capital punishment charge. It would be capital charges. Shouldn't the same charges be applied to the police officer if they shoot an unarmed man?
Definitely.
Shouldn't they have the same penalty that we would have if we were to do something to them? Right now you got police officers off duty killing people in their house, eating either cereal or ice cream. Another police officer shot a woman who was watching her own nephew in her own granny house.
Mm.
What's that, man? Is someone shoot a police officer, and like you said, they get a capital charge, but if a police officer does the same to someone else that isn't a police officer, then they get paid leave. That's real crazy to me, man.
Shouldn't
because it's a fraternity. That fraternity with that badge.
That's right.
That's
there
why.
It is. That's right.
Some might get through and get a slap on the wrist. But even with some of the brown police officers, like the dude that went crazy out there and they had to bum rush the whole house, burn the house down because he was a former police officer.
Wow.
Just yesterday, it was a Hispanic former police officer, former
Steve.
Soldier. Yeah.
Steve, save it for 6 o'clock. I'm gonna need you on the show.
Hey, buddy.
He'll sit and get juicy.
Yeah. Well, listen, hold on. Let's go back. We're going to go back. If y'all just tuning in, this is When the Men Talk, the Cave, right here on We Talk Radio. Our call-in number is 563-999-3456. And let me tell y'all something, y'all on the phone. Listen, our phone line has been lit up since we've been talking. So we doing the right thing. We got listeners calling in from everywhere wanting to listen to our conversation. So that's good. But one thing I want to talk about real quick.
Does any one of them want to say anything real quick before we end?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't know. Nobody hit number one. If you would like to say something, if y'all would like to share a comment or a statement or whatever, something that we've been talking about, if y'all want to talk about it, if y'all on the line and you want to talk, if you want to say something real quick, hit the number one. Hit the number one and our producer will bring you in. So you can talk. If y'all want to listen in, if y'all want to say something, hit the number one on your phone, and we can bring you in. You can come into the conversation, and we can talk about whatever it is that you want to, you know, reiterate and talk about. But while you're doing that, third annual Heels on the Move, the Heel Charity Shoe Fashion Show. Put that on your calendar for December the 6th at 5 p.m. It's going down. It's for women, children, and men abused. Domestic violence, sexual assault, all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna be hosting, emceeing that show, and you guys can do a $10. Y'all can do a donation. It don't have to be. It could be whatever y'all want to donate. Y'all can donate money, and y'all can go to the website www.heelsonthemovetoheal.org. Now I'm gonna spell it HEELS on the move to HEAL. Charity Shoe Fashion Show, okay? All right, so December the 6th, y'all don't want to miss it. Y'all going to see some incredible shoes from the women's side. Y'all going to see some real nice, dope shoes from the men's side. I'm telling y'all, the Mando shoes is the bomb, bro. Y'all will be able to see it. Mando shoes. Y'all will be able to see it. Guys, if y'all want to even go on the website and check out his shoes, y'all can do that. Mando, you spell it M-A-N-D-E-A-U-X. M-A-N-D-E-A-U-X. All right. Somebody got their door open. There you go. All right. Listen, nobody wants to talk. They're just tuning in, loving our conversation. Big Joe, let's talk about tell the people about what we did out there in the at the model, the thing you saying out there when we did the actual the model runway shoot.
I'm the only person at the place. It was actually fun. It was actually fun. Seeing people get out of the shell and do an actual runway model shoot. Using average people just to help, just to be a blessing. I mean, it was really amazing. And then to see all the other people around watching and wondering what was going on and wanting to actually contribute and to be a part of it. It is actually it was a real lovely experience on top of the shoes. The shoes was just, oh man. I'm gonna have to show you these shoes. Matter of fact, I'm gonna wear them tomorrow. Churches is gonna be closed. Speaking of which, are they shutting down the city?
Man, Abbott ain't shutting down. He ain't shutting down Texas. He said he not doing it.
Because last night while I was at work, I ended up getting my government shutdown letter.
Oh, wow.
Mm. So
work, or to say you're only allowed to drive to work and home,
yep.
or essential. Yep. I've been had one of those since the COVID-19 came down.
Yeah, but after they closed the city down, then those were the old ones were no good. You would have to get a complete different one now, because this one has new. Check it out.
That's crazy, man. I haven't seen any. I haven't seen a letter or anything yet. But you know, with our job, man, we definitely, it's just we giving these COVID people oxygen and stuff like that. So I mean, that's a must for us. So that's crazy, man. I haven't seen that yet. Well, again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Of course, we got our interns. We got our interns listening in, and you know, I'm glad for them to be a part of the show on today. As y'all know, how we do every show, we always end out with prayer. So we're gonna pray out, and then we're gonna let y'all vibe out to some good music while we get ready to end the show. Big Joe, I ain't gonna call on you no more.
I just knew he was gonna call me to pray. I just knew it, y'all. See, I just knew.
I wasn't gonna call on you to pray. I've been calling on him all day.
I know. That's what surprised me. That's what I was telling the fellas. I just knew he was gonna call my name. He did. I'm so shocked. I was almost ready. I was like, okay, now I know he gonna call my name in a minute. No, y'all know how.
Well,
with
that
being real, real quick, I gotta ask the question. Can't touch this, really,
bro. Bro, you can't touch this, bro. You can't touch this. What you want to listen to,
Big Joe? I feel like I was in the fourth grade. I was looking for my parachute pants. I put on my auntie's favorite shades.
Oh,
and
man.
I was about
that's
to stand
big
in the mirror and do the typewriter.
That's a big one. I remember that. I couldn't do the Chinese one though. I had to do the American version. That was a slow one.
That's funny. MC Hammer, you can't touch this, bro. We're gonna have to leave out on that again.
Since we clowning a little bit,
whoever in the drive thru, man, order me something to eat too, bro. I'm hungry.
You not lying. Just early in the morning. Are we sponsoring
morning,
now?
Exactly.
Can I have some fries with that?
I'll take a shake. Oh, man.
I wish it was a drive-thru.
Shoot. Oh, man.
Pancakes.
Oh,
it's the Pancake Palace. Uh-oh. He at the IHOP.
Oh no! I would drop the name, but
IHOP got a drive-thru.
No,
I hope no.
The only drive-thru IHOP have is they food driving through you. That's the only IHOP drive-thru they have.
Yo, we gotta go, y'all. We gotta go. Tune in at 6 o'clock. Mind, body,
yes.
And soul, Big Joe. Y'all fellas, please, come on. We're gonna talk about this. We're going to actually have some real conversation tonight. joint. No, no, see.
He already started with it. There it is.
Now, why are you doing this? Stop doing this. So hard. Oh, my Lord.
That took you back to fourth grade, bro?
Fourth grade. Miss Green was my math teacher. She smoked cigarettes in the teacher's lounge.
Wow. She said we smoked cigarettes in the class.
She turned around and told you, can't touch this. Can't touch this, boy. I told you, homeboy.
Guess what the answer is? What? Can't touch this.
Man, that's funny. That's funny. All right, listen, y'all. Let's seriously, man. Let's pray. We're gonna pray, and then we'll see y'all tonight at 6. All right.
Oh yeah.
Father God, we thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning, God, to a day that wasn't promised to us, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for protecting us and keeping us all week long, God. We thank you for protecting our families, God, even the ones that we don't see every day, God. We thank you. And we praise you, God, for just keeping them in your care, God. We ask that you just be with us, God, as we go throughout the rest of our day, and bring us back here at 6 o'clock tonight, so we can give some more word and some more understanding, God. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
We see y'all tonight.
Wow. Hey, I appreciate y'all letting me tune in, man. Y'all definitely got my ear fixed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can't touch this. Oh.
See what I'm saying? Y'all feeling it. Y'all hating on MC Hammer, man. Hating on MC Hammer. Y'all can be doing that. There you go.
Hey. Try to change, but I'm always out fucking around in the club. Pieces
talking about? I never seen those before. Those are not mine. Hey, yo, check this out. I never seen those before. I never seen those
so
before.
So where did they come from?
I don't know. I never seen those.
Okay, great. You love me?
Of course I love you. That's why we're here.
Do you love her?
There is no her.
Mine. Done.
Every day the diamonds on you get bigger and bigger. Hustle from my heart so every night I can deliver. Saying sorry, laying up a way up in your liver. Red bottoms got you walking funny. Get you a agent, she ballin' and all she talk is money. Take her shopping, baby boy, ain't no salary cap. She get it poppin', so you better bring battery pack. Perfect time to relax. Nothing is perfect other than being a perfect match. They all watch me cause the moves I make out of they budget. Diamond district. Six figures on my shorty nuts.
What?
Baby girl.
What?
Listen to me, listen to me. I done handled all that. That's behind us. I need you back here.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry.
Like, I need you to be serious this time.
I'm sorry. You hear me?
Okay.
I love you.
I'll see you tomorrow.
I try to change my day. Always around, pulling me down in bed. Gave you my word, but they were just broken promises. Broken condoms, lipstick marks, and unprotected sex.
I'm so crazy. Yeah. And I
up with what's happening on the We Talk Radio Network by following us on our social media sites. You can get to know us better on all our social media platforms. It's a great way to learn about our radio shows, videos, blogs, community programs, events, and more. We'd love for you to connect with us. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Get connected. Stay connected with We Talk Radio, We Talk Radio Network. Check us out at WeTalkRadio.com. Man, we talk, we listen, we make it happen.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.